dick.
Like, I... pisses me
off. I didn't think you were going to go there. Well, yeah, exactly.
The devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder. Yeah. Basically, that's a secret and you can't know.
It's something that guys will never have and never understand.
Hey everyone, welcome back to We Just Met. I'm joined with my beautiful co-hosts, Antonia, Kiara, and Haley. Huh. And today's theme of our podcast is guys' questions for girls. So we basically curated a bunch of questions from guys in our program, and today we're going to be answering them.
Yeah, we thought since yesterday was International Women's Day that it would be fun to have all these guys ask us beautiful women some questions, and we would give them all they need to know since they're like dying curious to hear our answers.
Yeah, and just a disclaimer, we haven't heard them yet, but I think this will be fun to get our reactions and see.
A good little question and answer moment. So,
yeah.
So let's get into it.
I'll go first. I have, I got three guys and I got two questions from everyone. So they're going to ask both questions in like one, and then I guess we'll address them as we go. So this first question is from Thomas. Shout out Thomas if you're listening. You better be listening. And here's his question.
What's up, girls? I'm recording this in my car, so hopefully the audio is not too bad. But my two questions for you guys is, who do you think is the most overrated celebrity today? Like in terms of like fame and clout, like, who do you think is the least deserving of what they have, or is like completely overrated? And then my second question would have to be, I was actually having this conversation with a couple of my buddies the other day, and we were wondering, dad bod or like ripped, because we've seen a lot of this type of stuff on Instagram, and or does it have absolutely nothing to do with the body? Like, is it just personality based or whatever? So yeah, there you go.
Okay, so first question, a celebrity that's overhyped, overrated, like all that stuff. I need to think about it.
Okay, yeah, cause first, that's hard.
First one that came to mind is a celebrity, but he's an athlete. And this is kind of a hot take, Cristiano Ronaldo. He pisses me off.
I didn't think you were going to go there.
Yeah, I didn't think so
like,
either.
He bothers me, but that's, I don't know, like if we're doing like, you know, but are we like doing LA celebrity? Like, I don't know.
He's a celebrity, yeah.
Yeah, are we just definitely doing overrated, like, attractiveness, or are we doing overrated
in general?
Like, he was saying, like, the least deserving. Like, I guess the first person or people that I think of like, in terms of, like, least deserving, I guess, is, like, any person. Well, not anyone, because, like, Charli D'Amelio's queen. But, like, any people from, like, TikTok who literally will just, like, they have one viral video and then they're just, like, I can't name a certain one, but, like, if they're just not a good person and they get famous from one video, or just famous for literally being, like, attractive, which I guess is, like, models, but, like, I don't know, ones who don't do it on purpose, like, they don't have an actual talent. They just exist and everyone, like, loves them.
Well, I think, like, what
them.
You're saying is also, like Addison Rae, like, she's had a movie, like, what, girl?
And they keep getting, like, all these deals with all these companies, and it's, like, people are, like, I don't know, I think people are working to get those, and, like, that's actually what they do, so it's, like, hard to see somebody who posts a 15-second video, like, it just popped off from that, okay, I don't know.
The first the Kardashians came to my mind first, but, like, that's valid. Basic, but, like,
honestly, I was thinking that, and only because, like, now they're actually, like, yes, they were already famous before because, like, their dad was, like, a famous lawyer and stuff, but now it's, like, Kim really, like, she started from the bottom in terms of, like, being Paris Hilton's, like, assistant. Right. So, like, they kind of now, but, like, they also kind of, they aren't just, like, famous and, like, do nothing. Like, they actually built, like, businesses and stuff, which I think is really cool.
Credit
and, like, there's a whole controversy. Well, yeah, exactly.
The devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder.
So that's the only reason that I'm like defending the Kardashians, but I'm just like, that's the only reason I would say is just because, like, Kim with all of her, like, Skims and all that stuff, and, like, they all, I don't know the whole controversy with, like, Kylie Jenner. Was she a self-made billionaire? But, like,
yeah, well, it's like they use their fame to do something else with it, like, make companies and, like, do these cool things. So, like, I mean, like, they were originally already famous, but then, like, people want to use their products and they create a big, big brand name because of their name, I think.
I think it just bothers me because they can literally make a brand out of anything, like, whatever. They have got their apparel, their cosmetic stuff, and it's not even, like, I've heard like the Skims is like good quality, but like in terms of like Kylie's, like, what is it, Kylie's cosmetics or whatever,
yeah, or makeup,
I've heard like she just, they make so much money. Like, I've heard that, like, all of her stuff is equivalent to this one drugstore brand. I think it's called, like, ColourPop. And their stuff is super cheap.
Yeah.
And it's the same formulation and everything. And she just, like, bumps up the prices so much. And it's, like, they can make money off of literally anything because it's them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be honest, I own 2 Kylie Cosmetics products. But I lost one of them in Wasaga Beach. Like, and there are 2 highlighters. First of all, though, I ordered the color and I swear it was different when it came in. Like, I was like, ugh, disappointed.
That's awful.
But I wasn't even sad when I lost that TBH, so.
Yeah. I also heard Kylie's skin isn't very good. Oh,
I've heard terrible things about it.
Oh, that's another thing, though. Her bathing suit collection.
Like, oh my god. Oh,
yeah. It was, like, see-through.
And, like, what is that covering? Like, yeah. Like, there's so much controversy over that. Okay, not the Kardashians, but wait. Literally, I don't know, because like when Thomas asked that question, the first celebrity that came to mind was Jack Harlow.
I literally was thinking that too.
And like, okay, don't get me wrong, he has some good songs and I think he's a cool celebrity because like people like him, but I don't know, like all of a sudden he just got so famous and I was like,
yeah.
I literally forgot he existed until you mentioned him. I'm like searching him up right now. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. I've seen him, all over TikTok and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, on TikTok.
I sent her back to her boyfriend with my handprint on her.
Yeah.
That's literally, like, that. I think that's what, like, got him famous.
Yeah, but everyone, like, thinks he's so hot. Like, everyone just, like,
yeah, they're, like, he's, like, the white boy of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally. I don't know. Not my type. So.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
And I don't listen to his music, so I was kind of like, okay, like, overrated.
So I guess for Thomas's answer, we're saying Jack Harlow and any TikToker and Antonia thinks Cristiano Ronaldo. all the soccer fans are gonna freak out. He's talented, but then I see what you're saying.
I like him personally. I mean, not everything he does, but like as an athlete, yes.
No, well, I
think he deserves it. Okay, but like,
hold on, pause. Yeah, no. People are gonna be coming for me. I think he's a really good athlete, and, like, trust me, I play soccer, like, I recognize it, but, like, he's just so cocky.
I totally agree.
And that just, like, his, like, athleticism, and then, like, his personality, like, literally brings his athleticism down for me, so, overrated.
Right.
TBH.
Right.
So. Okay.
Okay, so, moving on, yeah.
Dad bods or abs? Is that what his question was?
Okay, so this is, I am neither way, because I think that, like, it obviously is about personality. Like, instantly, if somebody has a good personality, they're more attractive. But the body type that, like, I go for is just, like, I like guys who put effort into it. Like,
that's true.
Try and work out or
because I don't want
to
be unhealthy.
Sport.
Yeah. Especially because we're all so, like, athletic as well. You kind of want them to be
so
as
it's
well.
Like, mm-hmm. It's but not even, like, I don't care if he has, like, a six-pack or whatever.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's just, like, are you trying to, like, I don't know.
Like, I literally just want them to be taller than me.
Yeah.
A little bit bigger than me.
The main thing.
I'm just, like, really attracted to any, like, athlete. So it's, like, anybody who does sports or, like, anything like that.
And you don't have to have a conventional, like, six-pack ab to
be No, exactly.
No.
I don't have one, so don't worry about it.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
Because then it could go the other way. It's like, oh, you have to have it. I don't have it. I probably never will, so.
As long as you, even if, like, they, like, love working out, too, I hope that they do it because they, like, feel good, like it makes them feel good, and not because they're like, oh, I need, my girlfriend wants me to have washboard.
No, that's not what it's about.
But I mean, like, I'm also kind of turning into like a gym rat, so like, I kind of need somebody that likes the gym, but it doesn't
up,
mean
but
that they need to, you know,
no,
look
but
a certain
I
way
a dad
all.
Bod. I like
dad bod. I was everything. Just, like, I was literally on a TikTok. I was literally on TikTok, and it came on my. I'm always on TikTok, but it came on my page, and it was like this guy who went from like having a six pack to like, and it was like. 16 missed calls or something, and it was like him, like, now where he, I guess, like, I don't know his story, what happened, but he just had like more of a dad bod, and all the comments are like, oh my god, like, guys don't understand, we love this, and I'm like, yeah, I love it, I love dad bod.
Yeah,
like, but it's so it's just interesting how, again, like in our last episode we talked about like how trends for like body trends like fluctuate. So honestly, come as you are, and unless you have like a crappy personality, like
personality over everything.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. Which I think Thomas was saying, he was like, does it even matter? And it's like,
no,
not
it
really. As long
doesn't.
As they're not, yeah, like as long as they just don't, as long as they don't, how do I word this? Like, as long as they're not lazy and, like, just don't
care
about...
And they
want to
better themselves.
Yeah, you want to better yourself and you're going to the gym. Like, if you're trying, like, and if you have a dad bod for the rest of your life or whatever, like, if you're going to the gym, you're getting fit. Like, you're getting fit. You don't need a six-pack to show that.
No.
No. Exactly.
Period. Here you go, Thomas.
Here you go, Thomas.
Thanks for the questions.
Should we do one more for me and then go ahead? Yeah. Okay, sure. this one's from my boyfriend, Daniel.
Shout out, Daniel.
And his two questions are right here.
Hey, We Just Met girls. My first question is, if you had to pick a celebrity to swap lives with for a day, who would you pick and why? And my second question is, why does a guy have to pretend like they're not interested in you for you to be interested in them?
So we got the celebrity and guy question going, and they don't even know each other. So that was funny when I listened to that.
So the first question was
celebrity you would swap lives with.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like I knew the answer to this, but now I don't.
Now I don't know.
This is so like going back on what we said, but like Kylie Jenner. But
I know, but I don't know. Because like kind of like want to see what their day is like.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, this is hard.
But she's also a mom. Like, I couldn't be a mom.
Yeah, no. That young. Not right now, at least.
No.
Okay, listen. Okay. Ooh, don't get me started. I'm not a stan of this girl. She hasn't done anything wrong. Apparently, she goes to Queens, too. But do you know Lily Chi?
Oh, my God, yeah.
No.
Like the,
so she goes...
She's, like, a model or whatever?
She's a model. Yeah, she's, like, our age. So she, yeah. Or she's a year younger or something. But she goes to Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives in Paris... But also in New York. And
you know what?
Like, the picture she posts, I'm like, I literally wish
this?
I like lived that life.
So
like, she's just
how do you spell her name?
Girl. Lily. C-H-E-E.
So I think she's a year younger than us. But I think I saw her on somebody's YouTube channel. And so I followed her on Instagram. And I'm confused if she's still... Because she's Canadian. But then she moved to the States. So I think she lived in New York. And then I saw that now she goes... to school, but she's like always traveling, and I saw she was in like Victoria's Secret ads and stuff too.
Yeah, I just like wish I lived that lifestyle because of the traveling. And then that reminded me Hannah Meloche and like Lexi.
Oh my god, yes.
I'm thinking of who's the one dating Blake?
Oh, from, Amelia.
Yeah, Amelie
from
something.
TikTok?
Oh my god, she's so pretty and just her.
And she's just like a good person.
So oh like, yeah, amazing
so
person.
She just did like a, I think she did a Prada show or a Dior show or something the other day, like for Fashion Week, and I was like, okay, yeah, I would
even,
like that life.
Like Emma Chamberlain would be
I was
cool.
thinking of her, but then like, you know, she's quitting YouTube.
Oh my god, I saw
I heard that.
Yeah, I was watching podcast and they started talking about how she's quitting, and I'm like so sad about it because I enjoy her videos.
Yeah,
but
okay, wait, I figured it out. These girls who I listen, they have another podcast, it's called The Girls Bathroom, which I might have mentioned, but Sophia Tuxford and Chinzia Bayless Zulo, I think I said that right, they're like, so if you search them on Instagram, their Instagram is like, they're from the UK, but like they're always on my page, and I'm literally like, I want to be you. Like, I'll be British, I'll live in the UK, I'll have a podcast. Like, they're literally living like, and they just get all these cute clothes and like,
oh, they're very much
travel
you. I'm
like,
looking at their page right now,
right? Like, okay, I figured it out, that's who I want to be, either one of them. I don't
like
care.
Literally, I just want to travel, so like,
yeah,
when I see
too.
These YouTubers that are like living in Hawaii, like Hannah,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my god, I wish.
It's
but,
such
like, obviously
a dream
they have enough money
mine.
To do that.
Yeah to like, but, to go to Hawaii, never mind like living there, that would be so cool to experience. But even like, I'm thinking of like musicians too, like even like Billie Eilish or something. I wouldn't mind like a day in her life.
I was Grande. Thinking that literally, like, I love Dua Lipa. Like,
oh,
love
me too.
Dua Lipa. Dua like, if I could be Dua Lipa.
Julia, you remind me of Dua Lipa.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm literally like, I would.
Yeah, she's cool. She's cool.
Yeah.
Her. Because it's also cool, like, you get to go to a lot of places, and yeah, like, concerts are so much work and everything, but like somebody singing your song, like imagine
that
like,
is so
yeah.
cool.
My dream.
Singing your song.
And she's on
my
tour right
dream.
Now too, so like a day in life, what it's like being on tour.
That's a good question, Daniel.
Or Hailey Bieber.
Oh my god, stop.
Oh,
yes,
true.
I
was gonna say,
okay, Daniel's second question.
Yes, his second question was why, which is funny because I was like, where'd you get this from? A personal experience. it was, why does it, take, like, a guy has to pretend that he's not interested for a girl to be interested.
I don't think that's always the case.
It was for me because, guys, like, I wanted him to ask me out literally, like,
right
2 weeks in, like, because I didn't know him before, and we just, like, started talking, whatever, and it was, like, COVID, so we were just kind of Snapchatting, like, hanging out here and there. So, and he's, like, I wanted to wait, like, he waited, like, 3-4 months to ask me out, which, like, he says is, like, a perfect time. And, like, now I look back, I'm like, yeah, it was a good time because, like, we didn't really know each other. But, yeah, like, the whole time I was just like, does he
impatient?
Is he, yeah, I was like, yeah, is he really into me? Is he just playing with me? Because, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like, is he just messing with my feelings? Does he not want anything, like, serious, whatever? And then, like, there was even one time I went to a club for my birthday, and he came, and I posted it on my story, and at the end I flipped the camera and, like, put it on me, him, and my friend. But then, like, when I posted it on my story, I cropped it so that you didn't see us at all, but he posted it and he left it so you could, like, see me in it, and all his friends were, like, making fun of him because, like, I cropped him out. But I was like, I didn't know if you're gonna be in my life because, like, I thought you were taking so long. So, like, the whole time I just thought, like, he was, like, half interested, and he's like, no, like, I actually really liked you, whatever. But I don't know, it just, it's like the chase, I guess.
Yeah. It 100% is.
I know some of my guy friends are like, no, like, guys really like it when you're like, you go up to them, kind of thing. But, yeah, like, I don't know, some girls, like, don't like to do that.
No,
yeah, I don't
either. All the guys I talk to, all the guy, not whatever, like, all my guy friends, I mean, they, like, say that they like a girl who's, like, just confident. So it's, yeah, not even, yeah, it's not even being hard to get, because they're literally like, hey, what the heck? But, like, it's more just, like, being confident in yourself. And, like, if you like him, just, like, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I, yeah, am the other way. I do like the chase a little bit. I got to admit. Like, I do. Because I think when, like, a guy likes me so fast, I'm literally like, what the heck? Like, why? Why that's are you not
true
making,
yeah,
like...
That's true.
Like, you don't want them to dive in, but...
No, exactly.
It's like, I have
a little bit
in
of work.
Yeah, I think I like the chase a little bit too, but only because I like to know that, like, they're actually, like, genuine, like, in their feelings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
But that's I true. Also, I'm very outgoing, so, like, if I have no issue with, like, telling them that I'm into them.
Same. Like, I've done that before. All the time. I tell them, they're like, oh my God, I really like him. I'm like, so tell them. They're like, no, I can't. But I'm like, what is the point of literally stressing? Like, I used to stress myself out, like, oh my God, does he like me? Like, I did that one time. And then afterwards, like, you know, like, little schoolgirl crushes, whatever. I'm like, oh, I like you. And they're like, oh, like, one time it was like, oh, I used to like you, and it's like, if I told him sooner, or like, yeah, oh, mm, yeah, I like you too, whatever, then doesn't, what, you know. So, like, when this situation, like, with Daniel, it was different because, like, he, like, whatever, we were talking, and it was, like, obvious that it was gonna be more than friends. But, mm-hmm, like, I don't know, another,
and you gave yourself the opportunity to become friends,
yeah, first. Yeah, which, yeah, is, yeah, like, what I didn't, yeah, see in the process. I was just like, ask me out now.
Yeah, but, yeah, you want a boyfriend? I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, but, like, I don't know, like, it was, I guess it did draw me in more, the fact that I didn't know, like, how, like, he didn't communicate a lot, like, we talked, mm-hmm, about it, that we liked each other, but he was like, oh, let's just see where it goes, whatever. So, like, I think that I was like, ooh, so, like, all the time I was like, oh my God, what's he doing, like, because I just wanted to know, because it was so much, like, go with the flow, and as, mm-hmm, we previously discussed, I like to do that in, like, my own terms. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's cool being friends with somebody first and, like, for a bit of time, because then,
yeah,
they actually, like, really know, like, what you're like. Like, they know, like, what they're getting themselves into, in, yeah, like, a sense, like, they like you for all these other reasons, where, like, if you just start talking to him right away, then it's like, okay, he actually doesn't really know me that well, so he's just liking what he sees, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's always nice being friends first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Agreed. Should I pull up one of mine?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, we'll break it up because we got two people on this. So I think we got Lucas first. Let's turn it up.
Wait, what am I saying?
I see a question. A
question that a girl would ask a guy?
Yeah. Or that, no, a guy would ask a girl.
He's unclear.
Okay, why do girls go to bathrooms in flocks, and am I missing out?
Question one. Okay.
Thanks, Lucas.
Basically, yeah, that's up a secret and you can't know. So, no, I'm kidding. Basically,
it's just, honestly,
I don't know.
It's like a social thing,
it's
kind
of. Comfort.
Yeah, it's the support.
It's something that, yeah, guys will never have or never understand.
Yeah.
No.
Because we do more in the girls' bathroom than, like, guys just literally go to the bathroom and leave. Like, we, like, reapply makeup. We gossip. TikToks. Like, I'll kick my friend under the table, and I'm like, we need to go to the bathroom now. Yeah. Literally just to talk. We won't actually use the bathroom.
Yeah.
But also sometimes, too, say you're on, like, a double date, or even if you're with your friends or whatever, and you're like, oh, I have to go. Does anybody else need to go? I don't know. It's just,
yeah, because it's, like,
respect. Going by yourself is kind of lame.
Yeah.
You're asking, like, if someone else has to... Because what if someone's, like... You're, like... Because you announce, like, okay, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be back. And then someone else is, like, oh, I have to go, too. So it's, like, why don't you just invite them?
Because it's a little inconvenient to kind of, like, you know, you don't want to leave the table alone and miss something. So.
Yeah.
And then you want a little gossip sesh in the bathroom.
At least somebody's with you then.
Like, yeah. And we're girls, so it's, like...
It's the emotional support.
Happens, yeah, something happens, you disappear. Like, what if you go to the bathroom and, like, something happens or whatever? Like, who are you going to tell? No one. So at least if you're with someone, it's, like, it's a girl's thing. You'll never...
So it's also, you're not missing out. But it's also, like, say you don't know where the washroom is. Like, I don't like exploring by myself. Like, I need somebody else.
Yeah. Oh, but like also imagine you're like two guys or whoever, and then you leave, and then your one friend is sitting there with them. Like,
yeah, no, it just makes things awkward. So like,
that's the worst. That's happened to me though, where it's like we're a group of three, and like two people have to go, and you're just like waiting alone. So I guess that's where like the cons are. But Lucas, you're not really, you're missing out on gossip.
That was Sam. Yeah.
Oh, no, that was Lucas.
No, you said it was Lucas.
No, that was Sam.
No, that.
Please confirm. Please confirm. You literally said this is from Lucas.
I think we got Lucas first. Let's turn it up.
Guy would ask a girl.
Oh, that is Sam.
Oh, it's Sam. Sorry, Sam.
Okay, I swear. Why do girls go to bathrooms in flocks?
Yeah.
I swear you said Lucas, so it sounded to me like
Lucas. Because they're both on this one.
The first one is Lucas's, I think. Lucas's before. I forget what he asked.
No, Lucas doesn't say anything before that. They were just like, oh, guys asking girls. Anyways, there's your answer, Sam.
There's your answer, Sam/Lucas.
Okay, and then now, I don't know if Sam asked another one or if it was Lucas. I don't remember, so we'll find out. But
why do girls get so many free drinks?
No, that's Sam.
No, he asked two. I just realized.
Oh my god. Okay. Anyway,
I don't know. Just because, like, I guess that's the guy's way of like picking you up.
To be fair, though, it doesn't happen as much as you think.
Yeah,
like it doesn't. No. Guys are cheap now.
I just think it's a way for the guys to like, you know, kind of introduce themselves.
They're not gonna
just walk up to you with the drink and be like, here.
No,
they'll like be like introduce themselves and be like, hey, can I buy you a drink? My name so and so. Like whatever. Mm-hmm. But we'll gladly take it. Who wouldn't?
Definitely. Yeah. I think it's happened to me. Like, it's happened to me a lot with like more like shots, not a drink. Cause like, I'm never just like at a bar, just like chilling like by myself there. Mm-hmm. And like, I guess with friends, like it's fun too. If there's a group of guys and it's a group of girls, like.
No, perfect. Literally, I didn't like realize how much it would happen until I was at like a Halloween party. And like, you know, I was with my girls.
Oh, really?
It was in Vaughn too. And it was all the Italianos.
Shout out Vaughn, that's
and,
where I am.
And they that's were all me. Like, douche. And I was like, okay. So, because, you know, it's like. Because
you're like fresh meat. Because like everyone here in Vaughn is like, everyone knows each other. Yeah. So like, you're coming up, you don't live here. They're like, oh my God, who is she?
I was just as Captain Underpants. So many people came up to me. They were like, oh my God, you're going to ruin my life. I love you. Like, I was like, oh. Okay. They were like, shot? And I was like, okay. But also, guys, I don't know if that was Lucas or if it was Sam, because then it ends.
No, Lucas was the first one.
The first one was Lucas, 100%.
Okay. Damn. Okay, there you go, Lucas. Sorry, you guys sound alike. Okay, this is from Lucas Burns. Shout out to Lucas for my podcast.
Another Lucas.
So let's see what he asks.
All right, what is the wildest thing a stranger has ever said to you?
Catcalled? No.
Oh.
What's the wildest thing a stranger has ever said to you?
I don't really have anything that wild, but some of my friends do.
Wait, I can't. Wait, tell us.
I can't think
of anything.
No, me neither.
I'm just thinking about, like, my walks to class. Yeah. And, like, it's not wild, but, like, people really, like... I don't know. I thought I was outgoing, but like, unless these people are just like not like they do this all the time, like if they're not all there, they're just like kind of talking to everybody. So this one person, this one lady came up to me. I was just walking. She's like, oh my God, I love your jacket. She's like following me. And I'm like, please leave me alone.
God.
Like, it's not that crazy, but it's crazy in the sense that's like, I would never do that to someone. No. Okay. It's scary.
I don't know if it's just from a girl's perspective, but crazy to me is when a guy, like, just meets you and asks you out right away.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's kind of scary.
Like, well, from a girl, like, I don't know, like, I would never, like, ask, like we just said, you want to kind of be their friend first. And, like,
yeah.
It's, like, not a, I guess, not a total stranger, but, like, I don't know, like, especially.
Yeah. What was the craziest thing?
The wildest.
Like, I don't have, like, a line that, like, sticks out. Like, it's, yeah. Like, catcalling has happened before, disgusting. But, like, nothing, like, that I would remember the exact words.
That's a good question. I just can't think of anything.
I mean, I feel like we also can't really think of stuff just because, like, stuff like that just happens, like, kind of, like, not regularly, but just, like, you kind of just learn to shrug it off, like, if it does happen.
Yeah, but, Lucas, I wish we were crazier.
So I know, I don't have any crazier
things. No, I feel like people have said, to, like, things to me at parties, but I just can't remember. Like, I remember thinking, yeah.
Okay, well, that makes me think about it. So now that Halloween party, like, I guess it was just wild that, like, that guy came up. First of all, they were like, oh my god, I have those boxers. And I was like, haha, okay.
Yeah.
And then, like, that dude came up to me. He's like, oh my god, you're Captain Underpants? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, no, I can't talk to you. I'm going to fall in love. You're going to ruin my life. I was like,
okay, that is,
yeah.
And I was just like, so this dude was dressed weird. As Peaky Blinders. I was like, oh, god. And then I, like, I just turned to my friend. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But, like,
oh,
what?
Oh, god.
Like, so that's kind of strange. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe they were just a little, they're confident off of the juice. But
yeah, that's maybe exactly what bit. It is. Yeah. I'm so confident off the juice. I will literally too, do anything actually. Off the juice.
Okay, guys. I literally think we need to stop and make this a part two in another episode.
Yeah, we do.
Because we still have so many questions. And this is the so much fun.
The fans
want to
know.
So we're going to bring this on to We Just Met episode 4
mm-hmm.
as a part two.
And thank you to the guys.
Yes, thanks for submitting
these questions.
Yeah.
They're
thanks,
really
everyone.
Fun to answer.
And if this goes, like, viral, you know, everybody, guys around the world, submit your questions. This will be a We Just Met topic for some every other
follow
episode.
Follow us on Instagram, wejustmet.podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're still, like from last episode, I said we're trying to get on Spotify and
Apple
Music.
Yeah, we got some help now. We'll get some help.
We're going to get some help because it's more complicated. It should be easy, but it's more complicated than you might think. So,
but for right now, all our episodes are streaming on Spirit Live. So you can check them out there.
And we will see you all in our...
Well, part two.
We're bi-weekly.
In our part two.
So, yeah, in
a couple weeks.
Airs, in a couple weeks,
yeah.
Whenever
stay
the
tuned.
Time frame is. Yeah, stay tuned.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.